Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to welcome you today. I want to welcome you. Welcome you on the call this day. Welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Welcome you now in Jesus' name, I pray. We command every dictating spirit, every spirit of Jezebel that want to raise up their ugly head, we command it to be broken down. And Father, we stand now in the heavens, Lord God, and we declare that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no lack. In heaven, there is always abundance and joy and peace and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Father God, we pray, Lord God, when we are doing things for you, that Father, that we set aside and we come and we do what we need to do, Lord. Because Father God, it's so much that the enemy would want to bring in all kind of confusion. Every confusion from which way or the other. But today, Father God, we bind confusion. We break intimidation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let everybody that needs a breakthrough get a breakthrough. Every single person that needs deliverance, get deliverance. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the testimonies. We thank you, Father, for the deliverance. Father, as you call these fastings together, that Father, we pray, Almighty God, that you will change the course of our lives, Father, and that we will move forward strategically in the realm of the Spirit. Father, not by might, but by you, Lord God Almighty. We thank you that our mouth is seasoned. We thank you that we only speak what you want us to speak. We thank you that you teach us to war and our fingers out of fight. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that it break every yoke of bondage. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just like what we read yesterday, Lord God. What we read yesterday, Paul, I know. In my Mashuriaba, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. And who are you? And I read it, oh God. We're the anointing whip. The anointing whip them because the devil. The devil come forth and whooped their butt because they was not anointed. So the devil was anointed in his realm. But we need the anointing of the Holy Spirit to take down what the devil is anointed for. And the devil is anointed for destruction. We are anointed for deliverance. We gotta know this difference. There is a spirit that has been released in the atmosphere. We have to go and we have to speak to these spirits. And we have to command them to go in the name of Jesus. Out of our generation. Out of our community. Out of anywhere that we live. Our state. Our Makoriyama. Oh, Ramama. In the nations of the world. Father God, we thank you. Any demonic source that's not of you, Lord, that the enemy is trying to bring in, trying to dangle in front of our faces, we say, you have no power. You have no authority. You are weak. You are bound. You are bound. The spirit of dictatorship, you are bound. In the name that is above every single name. In the name that is above every single name. In the name that is above every single name. We pray for the president. In the name that is above every name. That the Lord God Almighty. We pray for this course in the government system. Will be delivered. Congress will be delivered. Every decision making. National crisis, the ones that we prayed about, the Supreme Justice, and the Koshata Labato, foreign relationship, law enforcement, school system, educational system. Lord, we pray. Oromo Sotiraba, Rimalomo Shotala,
Ranama secure ma, remele ne makola, sele ma kondo libiki, lele mando kolara, sele me kotaba, la mano no kolaba, the word of God declare that if you're praying in the spirit and if you don't know what you're praying about, you're not praying to man, but you're building yourself up in the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you, we praise you. Every generational curse broken in the name of Jesus. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Every curse has been hung on the tree. Jesus, you died that we may have a life. Jesus, you died that we may have life. We speak life because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we speak it now. And we are looking forward even before the end of the day that we get breakthrough, that we get testimonies, that we get supernatural strength, that we know how to forgive our neighbors, that we know how to draw in and save people that need to be saved. That we know how to invite the Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we invite you today on this phone line. In the name of Jesus, every suicidal spirit, every spirit of death, we break it down in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you and we praise you. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We welcome you now, Holy Spirit, on this line. We welcome you now, Holy Spirit, on this line. We welcome you now in Jesus' name. We pray that everything that we do will be done. Excuse me, will be done in order. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. 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 Have your way, Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Have your way. We welcome you now. 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 As we bow before you in the heavens and we come back here on this earth. Jesus. 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 Thou Son of David, have mercy. Have mercy. As we go forth with the spirit of Jezebel trying to come in our location and trying to come in to take down the governmental system, we break it right now in the name of Jesus. We release the blood. We release the blood in the White House to our house in the name of Jesus. Every sexual demon is broken in the name of Jesus. Every illicit sex is broken in the name of Jesus. Child pornography broken in the name of Jesus. Sexual predators broken in the name of Jesus. Anything, God, that needs to come to light, bring it to light in the name of Jesus. This country belongs to Jesus. The world belongs to Jesus. Satan, you have no power. Satan, you have no authority. The world belongs to Jesus. Israel belongs to Jesus. America belongs to Jesus. Mozambique belongs to Jesus. Africa, Bolomba Kalaba, Israel, Abakonda Lababara, England, Abostara, Asia Minor, Abando Colombo Kula, Naramando, Nanama, Erama, Mukulaba, Australia, North and South America, Boko, Mamanamananda Kotete. Father, we thank you that the sea and the land and the ear it belongs to you, God. Even though Satan is the God of the ear, we bind up that foul spirit in the ear right now. In the name of Jesus. And when the people get ready to vote, God, I pray, Lord. I pray, Lord, when they get ready to vote, that they go to the voting booth and they will make a stand. Hello, my say tele Kuma. Even the ones that talk about their Christians, Lord God, I pray that they will change their course and they will vote for you, God. Vote for you. Vote for your principles, Lord Jesus. The spirit of Jezebel is broken. The spirit of Jezebel is broken off of our lives, off of our family. And for our generation, I pray now in the name that is above every name.
Yes, God, my Lord.
Manda koma she kete kete katakata katakata katelele. The name of Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, welcome, 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 welcome today. Welcome today. I tell you, this fast was something else, and I just thank God. I thank God for the breakthroughs. 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 There's a lot of breakthroughs. There's a lot of breakthroughs. I've heard about a lot of breakthroughs. A lot of breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. After Amani's going to be talking, and after she's finished, then we're going to have some testimony. Annie's going to testify. And after Anne testified, then we're going to have our communion. And then I'm just going to have the prayer ending. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, Amani, are you there?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So,
Amani. So, we're going to have Amani. We're going to have Amani. Then we're going to have Ann. Ann gonna, I'm going to talk. Then Ann. Amani, then Ann. And then after Ann, Amani's going to do the communion. And then I'll just close it out. All right. All right, Amani, there you go. Here you go. Go ahead.
Spirit and power feel fast to help edify our own body, mind, and spirit. And what I want to touch on in regards to us fasting against this Jezebel spirit, just a couple things. I just want to just give a little background real quick on 1 Kings chapter 16:30. And bullet point is just a couple scriptures, and one says that King Ahab did evil in the sight of the Lord. And I had to underscore above, because he didn't just do evil. He did evil above all the other kings before him. So he was special. He was just totally demonically possessed. This man that was representing God's chosen decided to go outside of God's ordinances, and he chose this princess named Jezebel. She was beautiful. She was political. Her father also was a king. She was so beautiful, the man was next in her line. And he was persuaded by her beauty to just completely disobey God. Completely just turned his back to what God had been to do. She persuaded him to bring in idolatry, illicit sexual acts, and murder to God's prophets. And I'm glad that Sister Ruth chose this fast regarding that spirit of Jezebel, because although this physical person is not in the earth anymore, that spirit is still in the earth, because Satan comes as a spirit. And this spirit of Jezebel is so, I don't want to use this term fascinating, but you may not even see it when it's coming, because the person may be so qualified and eloquent and beautiful, but they're very subtle on how they can deceive you.
Jesus.
How they can persuade you to do things. And sometimes you don't even know that you've been had until it's all over. So I wanted to speak on this because
Jesus,
this woman was such a predator. She was wicked but beautiful. So when you see her, you're like, oh, she's so beautiful, she's so kind, but the inside of her was totally demonically possessed. And Ahab represents man's weakness. He was a very weak king because he was so just so in love with this woman. He forgot God, basically.
Jesus.
Then he allowed her to persuade him to have Israel to go into idolatry.
Jesus.
And that's where Elijah comes on the scene. And I bring this up because even today, although Ahab, he repented. He was okay. He repented. But Jezebel, she went to her death. So she never repented. She died a terrible death, but she was defying it to the end. But that same spirit can dwell within anyone, and it can catch you off guard. That's why fasting is so important. And that's why Jesus tells us that Jezebel's spirit can also cause a woman.
Do you know that Imani, I dropped, the line dropped off, so we weren't even, it wasn't even taped in or anything, it just dropped off.
Oh.
So I had us to come, I had us to go right back in because my phone just dropped off just now. So kind of say what you were saying again, because I wasn't on it for a good 2 seconds.
Okay, well, I'm just going to go back a little bit. This woman, Jezebel, caused Ahab to do a lot of evil before God, and in a way just was beyond all the other kings. But I'm speaking in regards to her spirit, because it is in the earth now, and it can catch you off guard. Women are hard workers. They want to have a good family, a good life, but sometimes they can start harboring that spirit of Jezebel that I'm the boss. I run things around here, to the point where even women will dismiss their husband, opposed to being a helpmate to the husband. She's now the head of the husband. And if she has male children in the house, sometimes she'll substitute the male children as the husband. So this is brought out of, I believe, a lot of times when the woman feels that the husband is not taking on his role as the head of the house, as the protector, as the financial provider. So she feels like, well, I got to toughen up and I got to be the one. But it puts you in a disadvantage, because now you weaken your protection. You're now teaching your sons that, oh, okay, it's okay, mommy will take care of it. No. I'm not talking about single parent women that they have to take care of the household. But if you have a husband in the house, his job is to be the man. His job is to protect that household. His job is to provide for that household and to be the protector for that household. And sometimes women feel like, well, you know, all I can do is, but you call her, you're supposed to help. You're not supposed to take the lead. And I'm not saying that anyone should be disrespectful or abused, but we're supposed to walk side by side. That's why the woman came from the side. So I'm hoping that we can all take inventory that no matter how professional we are as women, you know, we have our degrees, we run our businesses, we have faith, you know, we're doing just a lot of things, that we don't start harboring that spirit, because that spirit can actually destroy a family. It can actually destroy the natural order of what God intended for his family. Yes, we're intelligent. Yes, we birth the children, teach the children. We birth and train leaders of this world. But there is something of submitting under God with our husband that God gives us protection. I mean, there's honor in that. It's like when he tells children to obey their parents, there's honor. You're submitting to authority. And then you do that long life in submission. And the same thing with women. So in looking at this woman's life, and she was very wicked, but very beautiful, and they were unequally yoked. I mean, he should have never married her, but, you know, he's looking at the physical, and then he's seen all of this evil that she brought to Israel because of his weakness, that we ourselves need to constantly be just mindful that that spirit can come into view, that spirit of haughtiness, or I know, or I won't listen. You know, or I can take the, I can do this, because you should be working as two, as a team, and not try to be the man, because I don't care what a woman, I don't care what we do, and we do a lot. We will not be a man. We are not a man. We are a woman. And that spirit is dangerous. I see a lot of households where the young males that are growing up are now, I mean, I don't know what's going on, but they're looking at, oh, well, mom will do this, the mom will do that. And by the time the young man gets ready to start dating, he's always saying what his mother does for him. Instead of saying what my dad has shown me Jesus. As a man. That goes into now generations of Jezebel spirits, because now you're going to have the woman, hopefully, that he may marry. She's going to be now, I'm going to take over where mother left off. That's out of order. It's not God's ideal for marriage and family, because a man is the protector and the head. And the woman is the helpmate, not the lead. She's the helper. And we can help. And I say that being a professional person, a person that likes to take the lead, but I can tell you, as many meetings as I have led, as many professional contracts or whatever I've done here in the city of Chicago, it is so refreshing. It is so refreshing if a man takes out his credit card. It is so refreshing if he pulls out your chair, if he opens up the door, if he's willing to take his coat off and put on the ground so you can walk and don't mess up your shoes. Those are men.
Jesus.
And I see it disappear because that spirit of Jezebel is all over the place, and it is disguised as the so-called women's right or femininity. This is foolishness, disguised. And all it does is burn women out, make them angry, and it makes men weak and submissive. And that does break down the family, because now we're out of order. That's not even God's order. So
Jesus.
I'm just praying that through this fast, and going forward, that we do take inventory. If you want to read about this woman's life, this disaster, I call it 1 Kings chapter 16, 17 and 18, then where Elijah had to come in. And even as powerful as brother Elijah was, he, when he heard that Jezebel wanted to kill him, he flew to the cave. Like,
Jesus,
oh, God.
Jesus.
He's already shown that God is with him.
Jesus.
And even she brought fear to him. And that's what I'm saying. Here's a man of God, he even got fear from her. And God tells us all the time, fear no man. Fear no man. Fear not. Fear not. 365 right times about fear not. It's like a day, a reminder every day. So let us be mindful. Let us remember our order.
Hallelujah.
Let us be the helpmate, and let us not carry that. It's idolatry, it's a cruel spirit. It's a cruel spirit. And I've even seen in young kids on a college campus where a guy is so mesmerized by this beautiful girl, she could get him to do anything, even commit murder. And that's a demonic spirit. It's a demonic, it's an evil, it's a nasty spirit. And it can be housed in some of the most physically beautiful and intelligent people, and it can catch you off guard. And it is destructive.
Jesus.
So I pray that we, again, to stay watchful, we fast and we pray and we thank God that we're under the blood. That we think that God, the Holy Spirit, can pull our coattail when we get out of order. Because I do remember one time when the Holy Spirit told me one time, he said, "I'm trying to figure something out. Just go to sleep. Just go to bed. You're tired." I'm like, "What? I can't sleep in the middle of the day. Take a quick nap for like 20 minutes, and then there my answer was when I woke up." Because we want to try to figure it out and do all and be all.
She's
a lot of times when we get out of that order, it's because we are not trusting God. We think we have to do it. Oh, because it's all on me. It's not on us that we will rest in him.
Jesus.
He came for us to rest for the weary, you know, the heavy laden and brokenhearted, to rest in me. You know, and I'll give you, come to me and I'll give you rest. So, that's basically all I have to say about that, but I'm so grateful to be a part of this fast. I hope that, I hope that I didn't offend anybody. I'm saying that if you see that within yourself, just thank the Lord that he can deliver you from it. If you see it in someone else, just pray for them that they can be delivered from it.
Jesus.
Again, it's something, the Spirit, I believe, that can catch us off guard, and it's so subtle, and that's how the enemy comes in. Very subtle. And before you know it, you're manipulating people like puppets. And it doesn't lead to anything but destruction.
Jesus.
So that's about all I have to Jezebel. She had a very bad end. Ahab did repent. He was able to get himself back to God because, you know, God didn't want any of us to perish. But it was just the spirit. And we see it all in politics. We see it all, you know, throughout politics. And on these college campuses, I'm seeing these young girls saying how they want men to be more docile and they want to be the heavyweight. I'm looking like, what in the world?
Jesus.
So that's basically all I have to share on that, and then may God just keep us on the right path.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank you, Aunt Imani. I want to thank you for bringing the word. I want to thank you. And this is a supernatural subject. I believe it is. I believe when I was putting this fast together by the Holy Spirit, as you said, Imani, I root there, but it's really not me, the Spirit of God, because you know I'm not, I really don't want to do what I'm doing. But the Spirit of God said, I want you to do this. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I started doing this, and day number two, when I was sending out my information, nothing is working out right. Nothing is working. So I I'm like, you know, I'm going to get in touch with everybody, and I'm going to tell them, like, you know, I'm not going to continue with this fast because at this time, I'm frustrated, and it's not getting done. And then I just felt in my spirit, just leave it the way it is, and I just send it out. So I'm here to tell you the information that I'm sending out to people, it is just like a guide. When you get it, because I have never seen the people putting a fast together like myself, and the Holy Spirit had me. One person called me this week and was telling me that it's not really interesting facts, but the way she put it, it's like, you know, like you're doing social studies, because she said like a social study. So you have to go in when you get all the information and go do some research for yourself. Go do some studying for yourself, because this Jezebel spirit is something else. And it let me know how to pray. It let me know how to relax and how to take deep breaths and how to sit back. And even what's going on in the world today, it let me see the Jezebel. Not only in our governmental system, but in my life. And somebody texted me and said, they thank God for this because they get to see the Jezebel in their family and in their life. And that's what they're praying about. And even when one of the ones that I was praying on, and it was talking about masturbation and sexual toys, and I'm like, why am I going to put that in there? Let me tell you something. People, I got about 5 to 6 people call me in regards to that.
Oh.
And they got revelation out of their family. They get revelation about what was going on, and they're able to stand and to pray about what's going on. So let me tell you, when I put these things together, I don't really put them together. The Holy Spirit, and it's for us to have our life system change, go for it and change your lives, because people out there, even the people in the church, they're not getting breakthroughs. They're not getting breakthroughs, and I don't know why they're not getting breakthroughs, and because they're not, I don't believe they're relying on the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit said, I come. Not only come, but I come to change. I come to release. I come to give you information that you don't know about. So we can't have run church. We can't do church like before. The Holy Spirit of the Kabastori Yamara have to be there to lead and to guide. So we're not supposed to take these fasting lightly. There is supernatural fasting. I have people that need breakthrough. Like my sister-in-law called me today. And after that, I'm going to turn the line over to Ann. My sister-in-law called me today. She said, I know that you're going to be breaking the fast, but I have to let you know. We prayed and we believe God. She wants our son to go to one of the school, in a high school in Maryland. And it's a lot of money for this high school. And she's looking for scholarships. Well, she got a scholarship, but it wasn't enough. She was on the all the fast, and
The last fast that we had was on the Jehoshaphat fast. Now, you know Jehoshaphat is dealing with the supernatural, how the enemy comes in and try to take Jehoshaphat down. And God just tell him to praise and worship. And the next morning when they went out, they were able to take the spoils. And why? Because the supernatural went forth.
So
we prayed, Alabahaya. We prayed, and today she was able to call me and tell me they released another over $3,000. Let me tell you something. The God that we serve, we're not serving a monkey God, a dead God. We're serving a God of the universe, the God that's more than enough, the gods that know how to create, the God who is a supernatural God. So we got to get out of our complacency. We got to get out of the ishy-washy mediocrity, places that we go to and being entertained. It's not about entertainment. You're the one who's supposed to go out there and win souls. In the name of Jesus, if I'm speaking in tongues and if you don't understand, like I said before, I'm not speaking to you. I'm getting myself built up by the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I want to be like Paul. I want to be like Paul where he said, I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. That's what I want. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but the Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live, living in the flesh, I live by faith. I live by faith. I live by faith. What is faith? Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Oh my God. Faith is when when that woman said, Lord God, I can't be pregnant because I'm old. And her husband, Lord God, where are they going to get that? Where are they going to get that to make babies? God said, look back, man. Look. It ain't going to be about you. It's going to be about the anointing. It's going to be an anointing on Mary. Mary said, I ain't never been with a man. How am I going to be pregnant? He said, and the Holy Ghost going to come upon you. And when the Holy Ghost come upon you, you're gonna have the baby. We need the Holy Ghost. We don't need man-made building religion. Not I, but I, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, that I may know him. That I may know him in the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship, we need to have a fellowship with the Holy Ghost. And we're going to suffer some stuff. But when you suffer and you're going in making your confession, I am crucified with you, Christ. I'm living in the heavenly with you, Christ. Not I, but you, God. You, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You live and you reign. And you move inside of me, and in you I move when I have my being, and certainly no other God. Certainly no other God beside you. So when I bow before you in the heavenlies, I say, thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And I declare and I said, in heaven there is no lack. In heaven there is no confusion. And I take the abundance on the earth. And I take the abundance on the earth. And I take. Oh my God, oh my God. Liquid fire. Put your hand in the air. Put your hand up now. Liquid fire.
Liquid fire. Liquid fire. Anne, are you there?
Yes.
You could go for it. You could go for it and you could give your testimony that you have. Liquid fire, liquid fire!
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yishabah.
Thank you, Jesus. Well, I thank God for this fast. I thank God for the previous fast. Let me first say, I can't remember the name of the lady who just shouted on the Jezebel spirit. Thank you so much for that word. Thank you for the knowledge and the revelation that came through the word. And just understanding how subtle that spirit is. And as women, how we have to be get in position, you know, because so much of culture, not just the married women, but even the single women also are in danger of taking on that spirit. Because we as single women, we're looking to get married. And if we walk in that Jezebel spirit, it's going to be hard for us to have a mate. So we also have to be mindful. And I was just blessed by that teaching. But I was so excited about the fast. I can't wait for every time she's going to announce a fast. And I can just say that every fast that she announced was a fast that was led by the Holy Spirit. The fast, she always say it's a supernatural fast. And I know it's supernatural because, one, I don't like to fast. Number two, when I try to fast, I always mess up my fast. But whenever she calls a fast, it is supernatural because I really don't want to eat. And I'm enjoying the fast. Fasting beyond the time that she sets the fast. And in every fast that I did with her, I have just seen so much amazing results. When she told me she was going to do this fast, I was so excited about this fast. I started a week before the fast started.
Jesus.
Because I believe that there's just some things that I wanted God Jesus. To do in my life. And at the same time,
Jesus.
At the same time, I was dealing with a person that has a Jezebel spirit. And God was speaking to me about that spirit.
Jesus.
And I wanted to be able to overcome and to conquer that spirit that is operating against me in my career, in ministry. And so I knew that this fast was supernatural. So by the time I got into last week's fast, I'm telling you, every single day was something supernatural
Jesus.
That was occurring, especially in my dream life. And Jesus. I shared all of that with Ruth.
Jesus.
And last night, again, I mean, just today, and I'll share this testimony, another supernatural occurrence. You know, I had a pre-surgery schedule. I went there. I'm checking in, and I have a $50 copay on my bill. And so I gave the lady my card. And so she's getting ready to put the card in the thing for the $50 payment. So she's looking now at the screen. She brought up the payment screen to make sure it's paid. And she looked at me and she said, it's already paid. And I say to myself, how could that pay? Nobody know. I didn't even tell a family member. I just told my niece this morning. She's the only person that knows that I'm going to do the pre-surgery. You know, it's a hernia surgery. It's not a big, you know, the big things and whatever. And she said, because she had called me, I said, yeah, I was getting ready to go to this appointment. And I said, who paid for it? She said it was paid by a credit card. I said, well, there has to be a credit card information. I have a credit card, but I don't use a credit card. And what I just gave you is a debit card. And I said, what's the credit? She went on the other. She said, Ms. Elliott, I don't know what to tell you. That information is not even there.
Jesus.
She said, I don't even know what's going on.
Jesus.
But let me call the guy in the back because I don't want you to go away and it's not paid. So I need. So she called the guy in billing that really works with the system.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes to the front. he's looking and he's clicking and looking. He's like, that's strange. That's strange. It is pain.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not seeing where a credit card information where we're supposed to have the name or the last four numbers.
Mm.
So they said, I said, okay, the doctor came out. I said, okay, I'm going to go to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
When I come out, we resolve it. So I went and see the doctor, came out, and she said, Miss Elliott, we can't figure out what happened. I said, listen, I don't want to be double billed. If it's paid and you put my card in there, it means, she said, Miss Elliott, what I'm trying to tell you is, I didn't even put your card into the thing.
Mm.
I didn't slide your card in. I was holding your card to put it in, and I look up because the screen is going to show me, but when I look up, it says paid. I said, well, you know what? The most supernatural things have been happening to me since last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, oh, well, it's a good supernatural thing. And I said, it sure is. You have a blessed day.
Amen.
And she said, you have a blessed day too, ma'am.
Amen.
So I knew God went in and paid that thing.
Jesus.
And I've had so many of those testimonies last week. That testimony where Paul talks about whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know.
Jesus.
And I've been having just wonderful experience with the Lord. One of the most phenomenal was when I had a dream and the Lord came and I was caught away in the spirit with him. And he took me to show me some things.
Jesus.
And the question I asked me. I've never experienced that.
Jesus.
And Ruth, the one that I shared with you right before we come.
Yes.
The reason why I had that person in the dream.
Jesus.
Was because, you know, my online coffee business.
Yes.
I told the Lord I was going to send her a couple of bags and tell her if she liked it, if she could promote it for me.
Jesus.
And in the dream, I was like in a hotel lobby doing this thing.
Jesus.
It was a hospitality stuff. But God is saying, I want you also
to
connect with hotels with your flavored coffee, and they're going to be buying your stuff up.
Jesus.
So this is why she showed up in the dream. Because it was a positive dream. I felt good in the dream. My pastor was there to support me. I had to go there and pitch this thing, but I was scared.
Jesus.
God used her to represent the level.
Jesus.
The level of the financial. And I told you, when we had that finance fast, that's when all these ideas and stuff was just flooding in financially.
The Jehoshaphat, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I'm grateful for this fast. And I would just really encourage everyone, stay on this fast, keep our sister up in prayer, that God will continue to use her under the inspiration and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Sometimes it's not in the big numbers and the big church, but it's the one-on-one thing. It's the small group that God is really using to minister and bring deliverance. And so, Ruth, I'm so grateful. Prophetess, I am so grateful. I get excited.
Mm-hmm.
I know every month, you know, and I know it's a God fast. And when I said I don't like the fast, and every time I start the fast, I break it because that devil in my belly is just kicking. And I break.
God.
I'm telling the truth. I name the devil. But when Ruth has a fast, every fast I go on with this woman of God. And there's strength in the numbers of fasting because it empowers. There's a power pull.
Jesus.
Happening. And if she said 3, I'm breaking at 3:30. I'm breaking at 4 o'clock. I'm breaking at 4:30. I don't feel weak. I don't feel hungry. I don't feel dizzy. I'm going straight through, and I feel so empowered, and I feel
Jesus.
So good. And most of all, I feel excited.
Jesus.
And I'm anticipating a move of God.
Jesus, I call out my Rama Kona.
Thank you, Father.
Then you're welcome. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, I tell you, I was in the bathroom this week, and I'm like, I was cussing out God. I said, you know what, God, I'm not in the mood for this. I don't know what's your problem, and I don't want you doing this. I'm not in the mood. I was like, look, God, my Father God have a sense of humor. And when I said I'm cussing out my Father God, I'm like, look, I ain't got no time for this. I ain't got no time. You guys know me that I got a mouth.
I said, I ain't got no time for this foolishness. I ain't got no time for this foolishness. I ain't got no time, and I'm over there cussing. Trust me. Okay? I want to go do my own stuff, and I'm sitting over there in the bathroom, and he was like, okay, so I want you to get your pens and your paper. And I'm like, what? For what? And he said, for the next fast. And I'm like, you know you got to be on some kind of drugs, God, because I'm not in the mood. And I'm like, you know what? After I done cussed out Jesus and act up, he said, all right, get your pants. Look, I don't know what kind of God y'all serve, okay? But the God that I serve is a God of sense of humor, okay? The God that I serve is a God that know how to laugh. You think he was stupid when he was over there with his disciple? They had a relationship. If you have a relationship with Jesus, you gotta talk to Jesus. If you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, you gotta communicate and talk to the Holy Spirit. What's wrong with you? So me over there cuss out God and I tell him, I'm not do this, I'm not do that. He said, okay now, guess what you gotta do? Oh, speak it spooky. Oh Lord, man, I need to know speak it spooky. I want you to go over there and I want you to get your pencil and your paper for the next fast. And I'm like, okay. He said it's going to be a 3-day fast, water. I'm like, Lord God, it's going to be on what? And it's going to be on a David fast. I said, okay. So the next one is going to be on a David fast. And I'm looking forward for my head top to lick off because David was serious. David was no joke. David was a womanizer. David was a dog, okay? But God used a dog. And if God can use a donkey, he gonna use us. He said a David fast. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hold my tongue because you know I got too much mouth. Father God, I don't know why you call me, but you call me for a specific reason for such a time like this. Yes. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship your holy name. Amani, where are you? We're going to do our communion. And then after that, I am going to take our praise report. And we're going to pray. And then we're going to sign off at 3. Okay? Hallelujah. So, Amani, where are you?
I'm right here.
Okay. So there you go, Amani, there you go, hallelujah.
All right, everybody. I just want to say real quick, Jesus does have a sense of humor. And real quick, I remember once I was watching Joyce Meyer some years ago, and she was going through when she had went through terrible child molestation from her dad.
Yep.
She was pretty much messed up psychologically, and she was so angry.
Jesus.
When the Holy Spirit sent her and said, you're going to go and take care of your father.
Jesus.
And you know she did a carry when she heard.
Yes, yes.
So she was in the bathroom, had sick. She did a Linda Blair, just in there cutting up. And after she got through, he said, now when you get up, I want you to go call your dad. And you're going to have to go pick them up and move them into your house. Because I'm going to deal with him.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
And that was like, wow. Even after you cut up, but he knew she was in pain, but he said, I want to heal you, and we're going to do it this way. So she said, well, you get to having your pity party, and you mad. Jesus still standing, he waiting for you to get it all out. Now go over there and finish doing what I asked you to do. Like Jesus, he waits for us to catch up.
Jesus. Well, I was not even catching up. I was over there making noise and acting up because I know how to act up. But we you know, that's all right. I that's all right. I'm going to take all my beatings. That's okay.
I love this part here. I love all of what we do. The fasting, I love, like the sister said, about the excitement of the fast because it's always cool.
Yes.
Because I know I can be quiet.
Yes.
And then I can hear because sometimes we're so busy and we're busy doing a lot of times nothing. We don't hear.
Yes.
And I love to memorialize what Jesus did when he came.
Hallelujah.
That we may have life. And he said to remember Jesus. His death, burial, and resurrection.
Jesus.
Because it gives us life. So I'm going to actually pull the teaching from the book of John, chapter 6, starting at verse 51. And if everyone can gather their elements, if you have a cracker and some grape juice, then we'll be able to go ahead and do what Jesus did for us so long ago that we will yet live with him. And he said in John chapter 6, verse 51, he said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world.
Hallelujah.
He gives it, but we have to also be receivers of it. He goes on to say, very verily I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Then you're just walking around dead.
Mm-hmm.
Walking around lifeless, empty as a shell. But whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up.
Jesus.
On the last day. I love that because with so much that's going on right now, and people are in fear, and they're worried, and they're looking at the viruses and everything. But I said, if you believe in God, you believe Jesus and what he did. Even when the body dies, we yet live.
Jesus.
So I love to memorialize the Holy Communion because he gave us the bread of life, which was him.
Yes, yes.
And his blood, that even though he died, he proved.
Jesus.
And you thought you killed the Son of Man, and yet you buried me, but then I was resurrected, but we were resurrected with him.
Jesus.
And it was me. So I'm like, man. So even when I die, I'm going to yet live and have a glorified body. So with that, I get too excited.
Glory.
Let us remember and memorialize, remember what he did for our religion so wonderfully, what our disciples were so depressed when they know their Lord has left them, because they didn't see him until he walked through that door. But he did say, take this bread, which is my body, because this is me. And it was broken. It was abused. He received everything, including every disease, every heartbreak, every disappointment, anything that we can't even think of. Jesus had already received it on that cross. So we receive that bread now. Amen.
Amen.
And while he was yet on the cross with those 32 on his back, he bled. A crown of thorns pressed into his skull and foreheads, he bled. Nails pierced into his hands and to his feet, and a sword plunged into his side. His holy, precious blood was shed for us, that we may have an abundant life, that we may be protected from sickness and disease, that we may have strength in the time of weakness, that we may have whatever we need, the anointing, whatever provision we may need, whatever knowledge.
Amen.
And everlasting life on the last day through his blood, his covering. We receive it. The blood of Jesus is yoke destroying and burden removing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
He can make you laugh when you should be crying. He can make you laugh while you're crying. And I just thank God for being able to remember him, to memorialize what he did. Yes. While we were yet in sin, he yet loved us and gave his body and his blood. And then he told the Father, it is finished. And I thank the Lord that I receive it today. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Amani.
Thank you all. Thank you, Sister Ruth.
Oh, Rama. You're welcome. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Welcome, Holy Spirit of the living God. We are in your presence now, God Almighty. Live and breathe inside of us that our mind will be able to listen to our heart. Welcome now, Holy Spirit of the living God. You're welcome to change us. You're welcome to lead us. You're welcome to guide us. You're welcome now to show us things to come.
Hallelujah.
Welcome now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Welcome for the bread, which is your body. Welcome for the new covenant, which is in you. Welcome now, Holy Spirit, we pray. Welcome now. In Jesus' name. Welcome. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. With this bread we break. With this love we share.
Hallelujah.
There is no God beside you.
Yes, Jesus.
In you we move when we have our being. Certainly, certainly, certainly now. We live and we breathe through you. We are now resurrected with you. Bread of life, breathe now upon us as we pray. In the name that is above every single name. Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Hallelujah to the King. We beseech you now, our Holy Father. We thank you now for the connection in the Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name that is. Liquid fire we now release. Liquid fire we now receive. Liquid fire. Oh, there is a liquid fire. Oh, there is a liquid fire. Fire that we release. Fire that's now shed up in our bones. We release your fire now, oh God, as we pray. In the name of Jesus. Maya, reme so cola maye. Ika so mi so mo kama. Reme si lo korama I. In the name that is, as we worship you, O God. As we worship you, O God. We pray that everything that have breath praise your holy name. We praise you in the morning. We praise you in the evening. We praise you in the night. We praise you even at the summertime. Oh, we pray you well, Makosa. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise God in the sanctuary, which is us. We are now your living sanctuary, O God. We praise you in the firmament, which is the atmosphere, which is the ear,
which is all subjected to the earth. We praise you in your power. We praise you in an actual deed. You're mighty. We praise you according to your excellence and your greatness. You are excellent, oh God. You're mighty, oh God. You don't do nothing unless you want to do it, but you did it anyway. You did it all for us. You sent your son. Oh, excellent is your name, oh God. The sound of the trumpets, we praise you today. We lift up the harp, we praise you today. The timbrel, and we dance as David danced. We praise you today with the instrument and with the organ. We praise you today. Symbol, we give you praise as a sounding cymbals. We open up our mouth and out of our belly flow rivers of living water. We breathe the bread of life and we say, let everything that I breathe praise your holy name. Hallelujah, God. Out of our belly, let it flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah, God. Out of our bread, Masate. Out of our belly, oh God. Let the waters of heaven flow. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Have mercy upon us, oh God, we pray. This day we cry out to you, and as we stand on the mountain and look down to the earth, we are above all calamities. No matter what the enemy try to bring, it is under our feet. Lord, I thank you. Anyone today have a testimony? Apart from Ann, anybody else have a testimony today? Ann already gave her testimony. Who, anybody else? 1, 2, 3, nobody else have any testimony? Anybody have a prayer request?
So I was, hi, this is Michelle.
Oh, hey, girl, how you doing?
I'm okay, I got on the line, I didn't think I would, but...
Yes.
Because I'm at work, so if you all hear noises, I'm so sorry.
Yes.
But, so I've been trying to take up with
the book. Oh, the 12. Okay, so give me the testimony. Go ahead.
I have been trying to get a house, and anything that I would be able to, like, in New York, you know, getting a pre approval is not the easiest thing with just one salary.
Yeah.
Like I said, I got a pre approval. $500,000 or something like that. I know it's not the easiest thing to get a house for that. However, I do believe that God approved me for a reason. He has all this other times I have not gotten any, and here I am. He just decided to give it to me. So now I decided that I would not be looking for a house until today. I did not go out looking for anything. I did not start to do any looking at anything because I wanted to finish the fast, which I have done so now, and I feel good about it. And now I'm deciding to go out. So I have to go look at one on Saturday, which somebody, she emailed it to me and said I could come see it on Saturday, which I'm excited about. So
that's Amen.
My testimony that God has, you know, he's doing his wonders on me. I'm not sure what my next steps are, but I will take it as he presents them. In my past, I would do what he has commanded me to do.
Amen.
Looking towards getting different jobs, setting. I am just bursting with a whole lot of things right now, and I'm trying to not take it. I'm trying to take it on a Friday instead of being overwhelmed.
Amen.
I ask a prayer for that, and to just follow his lead.
Amen. Amen. So pray for the house that when you go, is that the right house? That's your house. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm writing that down. If it's the right house, it's your house. If it's the right house. I don't know why I said that. I'm going to write it down. If it's the right house, it's your house. Okay. So you're going to put that, you got to write that down. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, Joshua. Then you'll be able to meditate therein at night. Joshua 1:8, right? So, I don't have my Bible here. I have the Bible, but I'm not turning it over. If it's not Joshua 1:8, you go look for it and make sure it isn't Joshua, okay? You guys got to do your research, okay? You just can't trust everything that I'm saying. You got to, if I say Joshua 1:8, go check it out and see if it's Joshua 1:8, okay? I'm going to put Joshua 1:8 over my stuff here. Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth. If it's wrong, fix it, all righty? Well, next person. Okay, go ahead, honey.
My testimony, I'm going to say this because okay. What I usually like to wait till it's finished, but I had talked to Sister Ruth, I believe it was last Thursday that I had this conference call, and I didn't go into a whole lot of detail, but long story short, I work with the CDC here in food service for almost 26 years in Illinois, so I've been contracted with many schools and hospitals to do the food service and sanitation assessment. So we've been in the business for about actually 3 years at the end of this month. So I wanted to go back into consulting only because of coronavirus when it came, and I'm like, man, we need to do something. And I know I worked heavily in that area to help get one of the largest hospitals here in Cook County under compliance to get their disease under control. So I had been working with a couple vendors, and this was so funny to me, because I'm like, how do these people even find me? A company, and they're out of actually France, but a person that I know met them in the UK, and they needed to know if someone in the States knew of Aramark and knew anything about the Chicago public school system. And they said, well, yeah, I do know a lady, but I haven't talked to her in a while. Well, they referred them to me. I had this meeting about this conference call about an hour and 5 minutes last Thursday. It was so funny. When the gentleman called, I had to bring in another guy from the city on the call that's working with me on it now. And I didn't tell Sister was there, but I will say he said he wanted to partner with us to bring the technology that they have, it's called BioTab 7, to Illinois, to the United States, that they're using overseas. They actually have gotten their schools open in South Carolina with this virus going up. They've gotten their schools open and sanitized. And it was just funny how sometimes we go looking for stuff and God has people looking for us.
Yeah.
And it was something like, I wanted to just do more consulting, but this company, and they're pretty big, called me and said, well, do you know Aramark? Oh, yeah, I used to partner with Aramark and Sodexo for 26 years. So the other gentleman I talked to that was on the call with me, he sent an agreement so we can partner in this venture combating the coronavirus so the kids can get back to school safely with this infection getting so high right now. So I look at that. You know, I say it's a testimony because I've gotten contracts before where I never had to go bid for them. I just said, oh, Lord, I'd like to handle City College of Chicago. October 1 year, January, company calls me. They got the actual bid, but they couldn't exercise the bid until they brought my company in to do it because we have a diversity minority program here in Chicago. We used to bring in a female vendor. And when they went to go look for someone, my company name was at the top of the list, and it was so funny. The gentleman that worked at his company knew me from years ago. Oh, I know a lady that could help. So I was kind of quiet because when Sister Ruth had asked me how did it go, I was kind of sure, like, oh, it went great. But it went really, really great because the guy, he wants to be now partner in the company is Biotechnologies, Path 7 Technologies, and they're out of France. And they just got their first foothold in South Carolina. So he's like, I needed someone that knew about Chicago public schools. Someone in the UK, another country, referred them to me. And I hadn't seen this other person, maybe talked to them in maybe 10 years. So God, don't forget us. And I was kind of excited because I had told the guy, you know, I always want to do consulting. And I kind of been doing consulting, but I'm not getting paid for it. So the guy said, well, how do we, how do we bring you and how do we pay you? It was so funny because the other guy said, well, she's going to be COO of my company because I have to go to her on all the guidelines here for the city of Chicago. So it was, to me, it was unexciting, but she always liked to say, hey, I like to see the dotted line, but that's like a pre-testimony to what I know is going to be crazy big. I mean, crazy big. So I just thank God for it. It's like, I think I'm actually starting to have fun with it. Even though these are kind of serious times, there's always some opportunity, even in the worst of times. And this pandemic is not a joke.
Yeah, boy.
God saw it before the foundation of the world. And I know for his people, he does make opportunities for us. Even in the worst of time, that's how Joseph was able to rise so high in Egypt when they had the food crisis there. And then right there next to be Pharaoh to save life. You know, those 7 lean years, 7 fat years, and he was able to save people.
Jesus.
Because of how God had placed him. So, that's my testimony.
All right, my partner. All right. Amen. Ain't that something? No, that's going to be a knockout.
Talking to them tomorrow. They'll be calling me tomorrow.
So, wow, that's gonna be a knockout. Praise God. God bless you and thank you. And I just you know, release the blessings of the Lord upon you, that you are blessed from the east, the west, the north, and the south. I just thank God that nothing will come near, and that every single thing, you know, every single thing. So we're just gonna thank God right now. We're just gonna thank God. And the last time we were on the line, we got cut off, so we make sure we have to go back three. So we're just gonna thank God, and thank God for you, and thank God for boundaries that's gonna be open up, and from the east to west to north to the south. I mean, internationals, you know, you're always want to go international. You're always overseas and always want to do this and that. So it's gonna be international. So we believe God for that. You know, we believe God for the Joseph anointing. Hallelujah. You know, when you study Joseph, you see Joseph was down there in the pit. You caught him down in the pit, and then they throw him down in prison. But what happened? Joseph is like Esther. He was in the era for such a time as this. So you're in the era for such a time as this, and the nation's going to be blessed through you. So we just thank you. That's being a pregnant spirit, being pregnated, but the Spirit of God inside of you coming forth, bringing forth babies. And it does not have to be natural babies. It could be all babies in all kind of areas. You know what I mean? Helping the orphanage. Helping this person. Helping that person. Giving to here. Giving to... God is a God that's more than enough. And he's raising up the body of Christ for such a time as this. And I rejoice with you. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I could hear you. Hi, how you doing, girl?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm glad I was able to join.
Amen.
Today. I'm thankful. I did not want to miss this because I feel like this fast of all the fasts that we've done to date has been, I feel like, the largest sacrifice to me. I felt like that's how it was. Like it was. It took a lot. Like I felt like I really had to focus. You know what I mean? Like, and I think you know that of me. I call you Pastor Mom.
Yeah.
I think you know that of me. I'm always focused on the fact, but this one I felt like I really had to, like, just bear down and really focus. And I'm thankful to the Lord. I even was writing today, and I said, Lord, thank you for getting through this fast.
Oh, man, Mama.
It was, but I wanted to say to you all, I wanted to have one, a praise report and a prayer request. It's all in one.
Mm-hmm.
Add an opportunity to speak for a regional organization in the financial services industry, and I'm really excited. We connected. I've known the person that I'm going to be working with for a number of years, and you know, it's really interesting how God will set you in places, put you on a path where you're not really sure exactly why and how, but he'll put you on a path if you just go with him and you just follow your heart. I'm telling you, God will take you to places where you never thought you would go. I made a decision to move and leave literally everything that I knew to come to an area that I didn't know. And I wasn't really sure why at the time. But then everything I just didn't know why, and I work completely virtually. And if you know anything about me, working virtually is not my, it wouldn't be something that anybody else would have thought that would be something that I would do. I'm a very much in-person kind of a person, but I work 100% virtually. And so it's really interesting when I moved, and then 2 years later, everybody is now virtual. I remember when I was teaching classes, and I now needed to have video classes. And I kind of went kicking and screaming into video classes because I really liked being able to be on a conference call. And then I went into the video classes and I said, okay, this isn't so bad. This is okay. I like my conference calls, but I also think video calls are great as well. Not that I don't understand the importance of it. Again, this has been going on for a couple years. Now we enter a pandemic. And God has prepared me for these past 2 years to be able to work 100% virtually, as well as to be able to be comfortable in being on video and doing conference calls and video calls and helping other organizations to be able to navigate in these times. And at the time, 2 years ago, I did not understand why. I just was making a decision, and I didn't know exactly why. But now, every day, I am reminded of all those decisions that didn't make sense and how God has led me to today and how he opened the doors for me to be prepared. Because I think 2 years ago, if this was going on, I would have been completely out of sorts. He knows who you are and what you need, and he then has given me the opportunity to gradually get prepared for something and such a time like this. So now, back to the gentleman that I was telling you about, we connected, and he asked me to put together some topics that I wanted to discuss virtually, to give a virtual training to executives in the financial services space. And I couldn't believe this. One of the trainings that I actually put together, and I put together a whole program, is about helping organizations to be able to maneuver themselves and to position themselves for growth in a virtual environment. Why? Based on the experiences that I've had over the past few years, and also the experience of me actually teaching people in this arena and helping them to also be better and more equipped in the virtual space. So that's just full circle to me. So next week and the week after, I put together a series, and they were interested and bought into me providing that series and being able to speak. So next week and the following week, I will be conducting that training with these executives. And it's so interesting to me because God is so real, and he will put you in places that you never thought you would go if you just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. And so that's my praise report, that this has opened up an opportunity in the midst of a pandemic, in the midst of scarcity, in the midst of famine. I have been able to see an opportunity to help others, and it also is helping me. And the way I see it is, in God's economy, there is definitely no lack. There is no recession, depression, pandemic situation, because God will open the doors where no man can't shut, and he will close the doors that no man can't open, because this is the God that we serve. So not only am I having an excited, I'm excited about this because it opens opportunities for me to speak in other arenas as well, because of the relationship I have with this person and knowing that they can help me. But then I want you guys to also pray for me, that God will give me the word, even though I'm preparing and I'm prepared to do this.
Okay.
I'm just asking God to really intervene and help me to be able to bring a message that will connect with them and that they can use it, and that it gives me opportunities to then connect with further clients in this arena.
All righty. Amen. I'll pray.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I come this day. I come this day, Father. I come this day before you with a request, Father God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. And I do thank you that these requests have been made and it's been in your nostril and you are drawing them in. And you are releasing them in the atmosphere for change. I thank you, Lord God, that the house that Michelle is going to look at, if it's the right house, that will be her house. So we're going to pray, Lord God, if it's the right house, it will be her house. And if it's not her house, it ain't the right house. And you will lead her and guide her and bring her to the right place, to the right area, where she needs to go and put her feet on. Yes, we thank you, Father. And we praise you for the supernatural and everything that she need to make this transition happen. It will go for true with the supernatural. Yes, Lord God Almighty. We thank you, Father God, for Amani. That when she go and she talk to the people, that they will come up with the right source and the right force and the right talking. And everything will be decently in articulation. And when they speak, Father, they'll feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. They will say, this is, what woman is this? They will be like, wow, she have a lot of insight, overbite. She is what we need. Where was she? Where was she all along? Father, we thank you. And when they get ready to sign up the dotted line, she'll have even more people to consult and more businesses, adventures, and more opportunities. Father God, I thank you and I praise you. Lord God, you send that anointing for wealth upon her right now. Everything that she needs in that arena, you give wealth to us. The wealth of the sinner will be later for us to just. Now, Father, I thank you that it's done in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that everything that she put her hand to will be blessed. I thank you that out of her belly will flow rivers of living water. I thank you for the anointing that will break every yoke of bondage. I thank you for the power source. I thank you, and I breathe the bread of life into her pocketbook, into her bank account, into her, the front, the back, the side, her car, her new adventure with her car. She needs a new car, whatever money, whatever she needs. Well, Father, she already have millionaire status. She already know that. Been there, done that. So, Father, now it's time for her billionaire. We thank you, Father. Now, Trisha, Lord God, I lift her up. Out of my belly flows rivers of living water, but not only that, you declare that the generation of the righteous is blessed, wealth and riches will be in their house. That young lady leave everything to come down here to come and help her daddy and I. And I believe, God, as a trailblazer, you are blessing her. You know she was going to be blessed before. Father, open up doors that no man cannot shut. The ones that need to be shut, you shut them right behind her. And the ones that are open, she walk right through them. Now, Father God, you already know how she could speak. So, Father, all I'm doing, I'm just thanking you right now that when she go and when she open her mouth, the anointing of God will come in on her lips of clay. And she will speak into the atmosphere and lives will be changed. Ankoma iki maramandalaka. Lives will be changed and they will not be able to wait for the next class. I thank you for the anointing of speaking. The anointing which bring forth grace. The anointing will bring forth power. Even when she lift her hands, the power of God will come forth and come down. We thank you. We praise you. Every single person on this line. That they will remember everything that they do and see and hear and feel and touch. that the spirit of Jezebel is broken off of their life. And they will be able to declare today, they are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, they live. Yet not us and not them, but Christ live through them. And the life that they live in the flesh, they will live it by faith that the Son of God who loved them and gave him life for them will live through them, that they may be able to declare that I, and they will declare that they may know him. Because they know him, they are resurrected with him. And the fellowship of his suffering, Lord God, will be with them. Lord Jesus, touch their lives right now. Open up the windows of heaven and pour out supernaturally upon their lives, I pray. Condition them now for the next fast, that they'll be able to go forth and tell even others to come. Yeah. Tell others to come. Invite others to come and fast on this David fast. I believe this David fast is going to release the foot of people and let them be able to dance like David danced. I believe that. I believe that we're going to put our hands in praise and we're going to sing worship. We're going to sing about David God. We're going to sing about David God. David's God surely will deliver. I thank you, Father. Touch every household. Release the blood of Jesus on every doorpost. Speak to managers and supervisors. Bad tasks. The ones that, oh my God, that's trying to be so wicked taskmasters. To individuals that are working for them today, I pray. Lighten their burden. Lighten their burdens now. Open up windows. Open up their mind. When their mind feel like it's, you know, so tired and they can't function anymore. Bread of life, bread of life, bread of life, bread of life. Breathing upon them right now, I pray.
Amen.
And give them your life and give it to them more abundantly this day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being on the fast today. Thank you for being on the line. Thank you, thank you. Everything that is on here, I'm going to ask Kenneth to put it into that format that we could put it online, maybe for tomorrow or the day after, that you could go back over and listen to it in its entirety. Some of it might, you know, different. Some of it might left out because, you know, was left out because the system went down. But hey, you know, that's technology. You know, we work with technology. Hey, give God praise every day. You're alive and you're not, you know, really don't have any kind of bad health and you're not living. I have friends right now who are dying. So just give God thanks and praise and give him worship. Give him worship. Give him worship. I thank you guys for being on the call. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you and may he give you peace where there is no peace. May the supernatural run after you and overshadow you and overtake you. Child of God, be free. Child of God, be free. Be free, be free, be free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Have a supernatural day, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. May God bless you. May his face shine upon you. Shalom. 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 Thank you, guys. Hugs and kisses. God bless.